Christ is risen.
Indeed, he is risen.
There's so much that's already been said. Indeed, a lot of wondrous and beautiful words have gone over. Our eyes have glazed across. Our ears have heard. Our mouths have spoken and sung and proclaimed. Of course, the homily of St. John Chrysostom was obviously quite appropriate, him being such a great saint. But he gives us very much a message of joy and a message of hope. And that indeed is what the resurrection is all about. The resurrection, as we know, is the conquering of death. You know, and I've contemplated talking about the issue that is the elephant in the room, or actually the elephant outside the room, because no one's in the room, you know, that everyone else seems to be addressing. But why address it? Calamities happen, war happens, plague happens, tragedies happen in our lives. This is life. This is an aspect of the fall of Adam and Eve. And the whole thing, why should we even fear or be trembling or even be afraid or have anxiety? We believe in Christ both crucified, but more importantly, in Christ resurrected. And by that action, death was conquered, sin was conquered, Hades was conquered, the devil was conquered. These things no longer have power over us. Humans from all history have died, and they knew that death comes, called the Great Equalizer, meaning the poor, the rich, everyone will die. But when Christ came, he gave us a new life. He allowed us that if we die with him here while we live, we will rise with him. We will share in his resurrection. And the wonderful thing, of course, was spoken of by John Chrysostom, that Christ's mercy is so unending, so bountiful, that if we accept our Christian faith at the first hour, or if we accept our Christian faith at the 11th hour, you know, the end of our life, on our deathbed even, if we accept the Christian faith then, he will have mercy on us and will rise us up on the last day. So what do we have to fear? When we have Christ living in our hearts, when we approach Christ, when we have the mercy of Christ washing over us, of course, as we just read from the Gospel, the beginning of John, Christ is the light of the world. He is the light that shines in the darkness. Nothing can overcome that. So, please have a very blessed Pascha at home with your families and those you love. And please remember that Jesus Christ went through that crucifixion, all of that suffering, all of that pain, all of that toil, because of his unending love for each one of you and me as well. He loves us. He wants us to be with him. And for that, he went through that to rise from the dead, to show us that these things that we thought hold us down do not have any power over us. Christ is risen.
Indeed, he is risen.